Sipped a loud party crowd, drinking too much beer. So baby, tell me, would it be alright if we just take a little rain check and stay right here? I'm sure we could find something to do. As a matter of fact, baby, why don't you grab a couple glasses and a bottle of wine? Walk down the hall and turn down the lights. Baby, while you're at it, you might as well let down your hair. And I can take it from there.
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're Real Country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
This is Chris Buescher.
Absolute perfection for Chris Buescher.
The following is a production of the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Drivers, start your engines!
The Motor Racing Network presents...
All right, man, be ready here.
NASCAR Live, race day.
Ready, bring it.
From Richmond Raceway, brought to you by Toyota. For the latest Toyota racing information, visit toyotaracing.com.
After a three-week break to catch their breath from a season-opening five-month continuous stretch of racing, NASCAR Cup Series teams and drivers are now rested and recharged and ready to resume their pursuit of a championship tonight in the Commonwealth of Virginia. Hello and welcome to Virginia's capital city and the Richmond Raceway. Motor Racing Network, happy you're spending your Sunday night with us and our coverage of the Cookout 400. Mike Bagley and the entire MRN crew on hand with you tonight. It's been a while since we've been with you. Let's get you caught up and let's get you recapped on where things stand in the NASCAR Cup Series garage. This race tonight marks four races to go in the regular season before a 10-race playoff run that will crown the 2024 champion. 16 drivers will be playoff eligible at the end of those four races, I should say. 12 drivers are already locked in. Kyle Larson, Christopher Bell, Denny Hamlin, William Byron, Ryan Blaney, Tyler Reddick, Austin Cindric is in. So is Chase Elliott, Joey Logano, Brad Keselowski, Alex Bowman, and Daniel Suarez. There are four drivers right now that are above the cut line. Martin Truex Jr. is 13th on the grid. He is plus 108 above the cut. Ty Gibbs is in by 42. Chris Buescher in by 17. Ross Chastain is in by 7. Bubba Wallace, 7 points out. Chase Briscoe is out by 83. Kyle Busch out by 112. Let's go to the broadcast booth and welcome back Jeff Striegel and Alex Hayden. Gentlemen, glad to have you back in the tower with us. Jeff, we just gave everybody the general broad overview about what to expect in the next 14 weeks, but what about what we can expect tonight in this 400 lapper at Richmond?
Yeah, and good afternoon to you, Mike, as well. I think we really have to start, Alex, with this. Goodyear with three types of tire here this weekend. One is the wet weather tire. We should not need that. The other two, a red and a yellow.
Yeah, the red being the softer option tire. The yellow sidewall painted Goodyear Eagle is the harder compound, which is known as the prime tire. That's been the thing all weekend long. First time in the history of the NASCAR Cup Series for a points-paying race, we're going to give these teams the option on what strategy, which tire they want to put on their race car at any given time. They're also limited on number of sets of tires for the running of the 400 laps tonight. That also will come into play. Crew chiefs, pit crews, drivers, we're going to find out who the best team is tonight.
All right, so Mike was just talking about the playoff picture and the fact that we just had the break, and that break, the opportunity to reset, recharge, for some, refocus. Atlanta lies ahead, 16 drivers looking to race for a championship. Alex, just above, maybe just below the cut line, are there teams looking at one specific race as their golden ticket to the playoffs?
Yeah, Jeff, we're to a point right now, even though we're just coming off of a break, and as Mike pointed out, recharging the batteries, but there are teams that have their hand firmly over top of the panic button. Nobody is in quite desperation mode yet, but there are quite a few teams in panic mode that they say, well, you know what, we got to get it done. You look at Kyle Busch, a six-time winner here at Richmond Raceway. You got to think this is his best shot at the remaining four races. Josh Berry's best finishes in the Cup Series have come on short tracks. You go off off to Michigan next week. Chris Buescher's a winner there. He knows how to get the job at places like that. And then Daytona, you look at the front row motorsports drivers like Michael McDowell and Todd Gilliland. They're outstanding racing in the draft.
And Mike, we're getting down to it now. Teams wanting to race for a championship with only four races left in the regular season.
Gentlemen, thank you so much. It no doubt is crunch time in the NASCAR Cup Series garage, and it's going to be interesting to see with the unknowns tonight who will be able to capitalize and perhaps maybe turn that playoff leaderboard upside down. We'll check back in with you shortly. Right now, let's check some NASCAR news.
Motor Racing Network NASCAR News.
Last night was the regular season finale for the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series. For the second time in as many races, Ty Majeski rebounded from an in-race penalty to win. At Indianapolis Raceway Park, he jumped a restart at lap 51 and went on to claim the checkered flag. Last night, he had an uncontrolled tire penalty at lap 78 and came back to win the Clean Harbors 250 here at Richmond.
What a fast Lotus Sense Ford F-150. Just so proud of these Thor Sport guys sticking behind me. We got to clean up these little mistakes, though, because that could be the difference between transferring to Phoenix and not. So got to clean those things up. But, hey, as long as we keep getting to victory lane, sky's the limit for us. We're on it right now.
Ty Majeski getting the win here at Richmond with Christian Eckes finishing second. Taylor Gray, Grant Enfinger, and Lane Riggs rounded out the top five finishers. So the 10-driver playoff field is set for the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series. Corey Heim is the number one seed. It's Christian Eckes in second. Ty Majeski in third. Nick Sanchez fourth. Rajah Caruth is fifth. Grant Enfinger sixth with Tyler Ankrum seventh. Taylor Gray eighth. Ben Rhodes ninth. And Daniel Dye in the 10th position. The first race of the playoffs is the Liuna 175 from the legendary Milwaukee Mile. Motor Racing Network will have that call 2 weeks from today. One other item for you from the NASCAR Cup Series Garage. Trackhouse Racing and Daniel Suarez have announced a one-year contract extension. More on that coming up. Speaking of coming up, next on NASCAR Live Race Day, we will go one-on-one with Daniel Suarez. We'll talk about that contract extension and his very busy three-week break. That young man has had a lot going on. He'll detail it all for us. Also, Chris Buescher will stop by. He'll give us the keys to winning tonight's race. Things will be a lot different tonight than he won this race a year ago. Plus, we'll visit with other drivers that will be a factor in winning tonight's Cookout 400 here in Richmond.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with GEICO, we hired a Shakespearean actor.
Oh, woe is me. Wherefore art thy claims help when I hadst a fender bender?
Pardon the interruption, but when you file a claim with GEICO, your claims team will be in touch right away.
But willest they forget about me later when thou needest updates?
No. They'll always be there to, helpeth you out.
Well, I suppose that I should bemoan something else, like my lactose intolerance. Why'st must Derry disagree with me so savagely?
GEICO. Great service without all the drama.
I'm Steve Letarte. Each week, join Todd Gordon and myself for NASCAR Inside the Race, presented by Consumer Cellular. We'll look at all the key moments that propel a team to victory,
including a breakdown on exactly how the race was won. Plus, we'll dive into the data and go in depth on penalties, race strategy, point standings, and rule changes.
And we have all kinds of fun tools to show off, like ghost cars, telestration, and line graphs to provide all the minute details. Catch NASCAR Inside the Race each Tuesday on NASCAR's YouTube channel.
Tonight's Cookout 400 will be 400 laps. Stage breaks will come at lap 70 and 230. From Richmond Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Imagine you're on a John Deere mower. The smooth ride lets you escape into your yard. Intuitive controls make you feel like you're one with the machine. And with attachments for every season, you can enjoy it all year long. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand what this feels like, you just have to get in the seat.
It's time to make Tall Grass Short a Tractor Central. Save hundreds on select John Deere riding lawnmowers and zero turns. Offers end September 3rd. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Bauer Built Tire of Durand.
from Richmond Raceway. This is NASCAR Live Race Day.
White flag in the air, final lap. Suarez heads back to turns one and two.
Just a brilliant race on the part of Daniel Suarez off of turn two and down the back straightaway. Still has a hefty lead over second place man Tabar, who now is feeling a challenge from Alex DeAlba.
Off turn four, checkered flag in the air. Daniel Suarez wins the King Taco La Batia in El Coliseo. Suarez picks up the win. The fans are on their feet.
Now, back to Mike Bagley.
That's how it sounded back in February at the Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum. Daniel Suarez kicking off his 2024 season in grand fashion by taking the checkered flag in the NASCAR Mexico Series race there in Southern California. Welcome back to NASCAR Live Race Day. That win in L.A. would be punctuated with another win a few weeks later in a three-wide thriller at Atlanta, Daniel scoring that win. But since then, it has been an up-and-down year. Daniel and I sat down yesterday, and we started our chat with a recap of a very busy 3 weeks off for Daniel. Where do we begin, my friend? Your break has probably been one of the most intense that I know of. You've had contract extension, Olympic break, you've gotten married, you've raced in Brazil. Where do you want to start?
Let's start with the beginning of the break, which it was the wedding. You know, I couldn't be happier. Julia and I, we really had the time of our lives. You know, we had a beautiful time with our families. We had an amazing wedding with a lot of our family, friends. Beautiful place. I'm sure you saw some pictures. The place was such a beautiful place, you know, with a lot of green areas, waterfalls and things like that. Things that Julia and I would love. And then after that, after having an amazing time and being very tired of partying and having a good time, I flew to Sao Paulo to race in the NASCAR Brazil race, and everything was amazing, honestly. I had an amazing time there. The fans, the drivers, NASCAR Brazil, everything was it was a great experience.
Let's shift gears and talk about this weekend. It started off with a contract extension. You're back with Trackhouse for one more year, and your fans, your amigos are going crazy. But they've also reached out and said, why just 1 year? Why not a multi-year extension with Trackhouse?
Yeah, you know, that's a great question, and I just answered that question earlier. Trackhouse and myself, we're very, very happy together. You know, we have done great things together in the last few years. With that being said, and I just mentioned this to you, 2022 was an amazing year, you know, performance-wise. 2023 was a very good year. 2024 has been an okay year. So we have work to do. We have work to do, and I want to win races. Trackhouse wants to win races. I want to fight for a championship, and we all want to make sure that we have the best opportunity to be able to do that. So it's a 1 year for now, but it's nothing to worry about, because if things head in the direction that we're hoping, the contract is built in a way that we can adjust things very quickly to make it much longer than that. But we want to make sure that we're competitive. You know, I want to win races. I don't want to run 15, and Trackhouse doesn't want to do that. So, you know, that's why we've been working very hard behind the scenes to do a little twist on things, because like I mentioned this to Justin. I said, Justin, if we keep doing the same thing, we're going to keep getting the same results. You know, we have to make adjustments. We have to continue to think outside the box in competition, not just, you know, on everything else. So we have work to do, but there's nothing to worry about. You know, Trackhouse and I, we have an amazing relationship. We love each other. We want to continue to win together. We just want to make sure that we have the best tools together to be able to get them.
And your next opportunity to win together is the Cookout 400 in a race that will have two different tires, an option tire like we had at the All-Star race. But there's a lot of unknowns coming into this race weekend. What do you feel this option tire could provide over the course of 400 laps at Richmond?
You know what unknown does? Great opportunities. And I love that. I love that. Like, I love when there is new things. I love when NASCAR thinks outside the box, when they implement new tires. I love what NASCAR is doing with, you know, implementing these new tires, the new things to play around, to play with the striety. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I think, you know, that it's going to create a lot of good, fun opportunities to play with the strategy, with the speed of the cars, and create a better show for the race fans.
That was only part of my visit with Daniel Suarez. You'll hear more of that on NASCAR Live Tuesday night, 7 o'clock Eastern Time here on the Motor Racing Network. And Daniel will start tonight's Cookout 400 from a position inside of the top 20.
Kyle Larson brings his Chevy in four tires to Sunoco Racing Fuel.
From fueling NASCAR champions on the track for over 20 years to innovating 94 octane, the highest octane on the market, performance is what Sunoco does. All Sunoco fuel at the pump meets the same top-tier standards as the fuel used in NASCAR.
Ryan's not here for Ryan Blaney. Four tires with Sunoco fuel.
From the track to your tank, you can trust Sunoco to help your vehicle perform at its peak.
Keep up with all of the action during the 2024 NASCAR season with NASCAR Today.
William Byron has won the Daytona 500.
Every weekday throughout the season, we'll bring you the latest news and insights.
At that point, I really had in my mind, okay, we can really win this.
As we count down the days to championship weekend in Phoenix.
It's surreal still. I can't believe I'm in this position.
I'm Chase Elliott. Listen to NASCAR Today every weekday right here on the Motor Racing Network.
I'd like to give a shout-out to a Motor Racing Network alumni that's celebrating a birthday today. It's Glenn Jarrett's birthday. He is the son of Hall of Famer Ned Jarrett, brother of Hall of Famer Dale Jarrett. Glenn, we love you, we miss you, and we hope you're celebrating in style. From Richmond Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
Have a nonprofit event you'd like announced on the air? Email the information 2 weeks in advance to us at wrdn1430@gmail.com.
NASCAR Live Race Day is brought to you by Toyota. For the latest Toyota racing information, visit toyotaracing.com.
Welcome back to the Richmond Raceway. Beautiful night for racing. A tad on the warm side, but the good news is we don't have any rain to deal with. We are set to go for 400 laps of NASCAR Cup Series racing tonight at Richmond. We mentioned a moment ago about drivers that are locked into the playoff leaderboard, drivers that are above the cut line, drivers that are below the cut line. As we get closer to the end of this regular season, we'll start talking about drivers in must-win situations. Right now, Josh Berry is one of those drivers. He's 22nd on the playoff leaderboard. He's 164 points out, and one of his best shots to get locked in with a win could come tonight. He starts third and is with our Jason Toy of Barboursville, West Virginia.
He gets ready to jump into a race car that has been very fast all weekend, to the track that he loves to run at, and gets ready to start off on the third spot here today. Before we talk points and what you're looking for, what about the racetrack here, and how much is it going to change for you here as we go through the nighttime?
Yeah, no, it's going to be an interesting night for sure. Obviously, it's going to be slick early on and just get better as we run. And you throw the option tires in there, that's going to be really interesting. I know that Rodney probably didn't sleep too well last night thinking about all the options we have there. But I feel really good about our car. I thought our car was solid in practice. I know he made some good adjustments for qualifying, and obviously that worked out. So we're hoping for a great night.
All right, I know you want to make it on to the playoffs here, and you got to do some work and make some things happen. How much are you looking at that now, or are you just focused race by race?
Yeah, I mean, we're most definitely, we know that we need to win. We feel like tonight and Darlington are probably our two best opportunities. And, we're coming off. We had a really strong race here in the spring. We've qualified well tonight. Darlington was a really good race for us, too. So we're just, I mean, we're not overthinking it too much. We're just trying to do the best we can and get better each and every week, and we're qualifying better. We're starting up front. We just got to execute tonight and be in position at the end.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Josh Berry got a great starting spot. He'll roll off from third here at Richmond.
When we were here last on March 31st, Martin Truex Jr. all but won this race. He was unable to do that. Since then, it has been an up-and-down season for Martin Truex Jr. and James Small and that Joe Gibbs Racing Toyota team. They've had, though, more downs than they have ups. He needs a good night tonight. Even though he's somewhat locked in with a triple-digit advantage on the playoff leaderboard, he needs a win to get some momentum back. He starts on the outside of the front row, and he is with our Chris Wilner of Carmel, Indiana.
That's right, and Martin Truex Jr. comes off two straight top 10 finishes. So you come back to the place that was a near miss back in the spring. How's the confidence going to 400 laps here tonight?
Yeah, I mean, we always come here, I think, with confidence and a good game plan. It's going to be a little different tonight. It's hotter than what we raced here in the spring, and we got the option tire. So, you know, putting that on at the right time is going to be crucial. We'll see how the race plays out, but I feel good about our best pro Camry, and hopefully we can finish what we started in the spring.
How stressful was the 45-minute session yesterday with the option tire, trying to learn as much as you can? Because, of course, going into the night tonight, the track's going to change a ton.
Yeah, it always does here. So I think, you know, just going off past history on, you know, the way the track's going to head, but definitely still a lot to learn on the tires. You know, it's you put them on at nighttime, it's going to be different than it was yesterday. So it's going to be a guessing game for everyone.
All right, that's Martin Truex Jr. Guys, again, going to start on the front row. He's very good here at Richmond, looking to maybe get a win here tonight.
Well, another driver that's trying to get a win, another driver in a must-win situation, is Kyle Busch. When we last left the Indianapolis Motor Speedway in the Brickyard 400, Kyle Busch crashed towards the end of that race. He ended up spraining his wrist. And the fortunate thing for Kyle was he had a two-week break. If he didn't, he would have missed a race. He's had time to heal and time to convalesce. Let's get his thoughts. A six-time Richmond winner. Back to Jason Toy.
And add to it, he's making start number 701 here tonight here at the Richmond Raceway. And Mike was talking about the wrist a little bit. You got the sport tape on it. How did it feel yesterday during the practice session for you guys?
It was fine. It's going to be sore for sure after the race today, but just trying to make sure to limit its movement and be precautionary more than anything. So just hopefully the Cheddar's Camaro drives well enough that I don't have to do a whole lot. But Richmond's a tough place, so it's always a lot going on here, and it'll be it'll be a barn burner, I'm sure, and we'll see what happens.
All right, let's talk about the race a little bit. If anybody knows how to run this track, it's you. But how about it with two different sets of tires here to be able to run? And how's that conversation go with you and the crew chief?
Basically just learning on what it did yesterday. We kind of already had an idea of what it was going to do based off of what we felt with it at North Wilkesboro. So, you know, making those right adjustments between the two sets is going to be the biggest thing. That'll be the toughest hurdle, making sure that you can have enough adjustability in your race car to get it freed up enough on the soft set, tightened up enough on the harder set.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Kyle Busch getting ready to roll off here from the 12th spot.
Chris Buescher won this race a year ago. Matter of fact, he would win here at Richmond and then go on the following week and win at Michigan. Problem is, right now, he's winless so far this season, but he's in playoff territory by 17 points as of now. He's got a top 10 starting position. He'll roll off seventh. Chris is with our Chris Wilner.
That's right, and he'll start from the seventh position. I know this time last year things were a lot different, but where are you guys at points-wise? How do you approach today with aggression, but also kind of thinking big picture for the final few weeks?
Plan is to figure out how to win a race just like we did last year. Yeah, I think for us in this Fastenal Mustang group, we showed good speed, qualified well. So it's a really good qualifying effort for us here. So we already have it, I won't say easy, but a little easier than last go. I don't know, I'm ready to get off into the race here. We got some stuff to learn on these tires, see when everyone puts them on, what they do for us. So a little bit of an unknown there, but you know, basically we got to race our own race and figure out how to win this thing. Ultimately, that's the best way to lock yourself in. Pay attention to what some of those that are close to us are doing or have happened during a race, basically. And if they have misfortune, then know that we need to be smart on our race. But ultimately, let's come out here, let's race to win this thing.
All right, a top 10 starting spot for Chris Buescher. They've been knocking on the door here this season, guys. Could tonight be the night for Chris to score his first win of the season?
Well, they're looking to get their swagger back. They have no finishes better than 11th in their last three outings.
Craftsman is back on track and racing for a miracle. Help support your local Children's Miracle Network Hospital and save 20% off select Craftsman V20 products. Shop this deal of the race at Ace Hardware. Do it fast. Do it proud. Do it with Craftsman. 20% savings offer available at participating Ace Hardware stores and on acehardware.com. Restrictions apply. See craftsman.com/deal of the race for details.
From the infield garages to the race shops, NASCAR Hot Pass is your all-access ticket to the latest news from the sport.
Well, we got them down. Now we put our foot on them. And that's the attitude you got to have.
I don't think it's a move that can have any success at Martinsville. I still don't know why it worked.
Stay up to date with all of your favorite drivers all year long.
Get to the Final Four is what every driver in NASCAR's goals are.
NASCAR Hot Pass, weekday mornings from the Motor Racing Network.
We heard from Chris Buescher on the grid a moment ago. He's going to join us next and give us our progressive keys to winning. First from Richmond Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Adams Super Service of Durant.
From the running of the Cookout 400, this is NASCAR Live Race Day.
That battle for second is the best thing for Buescher. He drives away from Denny Hamlin and Joey Logano.
Final time in turn one and two. Half a lap away now from RFK Racing, rejoining the ranks of the NASCAR Cup Series winners. Here comes Chris Buescher all by himself. Final time out of turn four.
Off turn number four, the fans are waving their hats. Checkered flag is in the air. Chris Buescher wins the Cookout 400 at Richmond Raceway.
Now, back to Mike Bagley.
That's how it sounded a year ago. It was the summer of Buescher, kicking off right here at Richmond Raceway. That was the first of three victories in 4 weeks for Chris. And obviously, we chatted with him a moment ago trackside. They need a win. They want a win. And it could come tonight. Again, sitting outside of playoff, or inside territory of the playoff leaderboard there by 17 points. What are going to be the keys to getting off to that hot start, perhaps maybe to another summer of Buescher? Let's find out. The keys to winning are sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Get renter's insurance to protect the things that make your place a home, including coverage for theft or damage. Visit progressive.com.
It's been a matter of trying to get our corner entry good to where we can be competitive and really hustle restarts. You're always going to be tight center at Richmond, right? So it's just a matter of can you be tight and still feel like you're getting some response out of the car versus just having a numb feeling. Our long run speed has been exceptional when we have tire fall off at Richmond, and I think that has been a really big factor in how we were able to be so good at the two races last year. We didn't see near the fall off in the spring race. You know, with that, we weren't as strong, so trying to figure out if we think it's going to come back around this go, if that red tire is going to create more fall off like we think it will. There's a balance, but our strong suit has been, you know, really long run speed and being able to stay very competitive without suffering on the front end, just being kind of average on the front, and it's been good for us. So, you know, for us, it's a matter of how do we be a little bit better on the front end of a run and not give up on the tail.
So that's the driver's perspective of what's going to be needed to win tonight. But what about from the crew chief's perspective? Things are totally different now than they were a year ago, the last time Chris won. Let's go back to the broadcast booth. Todd Gordon, championship-winning crew chief and co-host of Crew Call here on the Motor Racing Network, will be in the tower tonight. Todd, I'll start off by asking you, I know you love strategy races. Are you glad you're in the booth with us tonight, or would you rather be on a war wagon on pit road somewhere?
That's a great question. I think in ways, there's an interesting twist to this. It might be fun to call, but the anxiety of having made the call, I'm glad that I get to talk about when these guys, they get to make the call. This is a unique racetrack, one that always, to me, was a great race because of how much the tires went away with the regular stuff, and now we've added the extra twist of a much softer tire that seems like it's got 35 to 50 laps of good in it before they just wear it completely out and it goes away.
How is it that a crew chief in that garage right now can come up with a strategy for a 400 lapper tonight? I would imagine that whatever strategies they come up with, they have to be done on an Etch-a-Sketch or somehow being able to pivot to a different strategy on the fly, no?
Yeah, I definitely think that you do have to keep aware of your opportunities and options. It's the guy that's going to run in the top five all day long, I think, is going to save those red tires for the last stage and maybe double stint those, use those as your last two stints. That's pretty straightforward. It's the it's the pieces that happen back in the pack. If you're running back 15th and there's a caution near the end of the stage, do you put them on to go get some stage points? If you're in jeopardy of going a lap down in the middle of stage two, where we will most likely double stop this race, do you put them on for a stage there just to get you a little more separation from the leader and maintain yourself in the lead lap? There's a lot of different opportunities, and these guys are going to have to be fluid with their decisions.
I was going to say probably some of the decisions will be based on where you're located on the playoff leaderboard and also on the rundown of the race itself. Who's going to take the most chances with these options, do you feel, tonight?
That's a great question. I think the guys, the guys that are in jeopardy, that's where I'm going to look back, is the guys that are, didn't qualify really well. The Brad Keselowskis, the Michael McDowells, the guys in the back half that are worried about where they're going to go. If they don't work their way forward, they're going to have to strategize their way with tire usage to try to get themselves back in a fighting position on the racetrack. So it's going to be fun to watch what happens in the back half of the field.
Oh, there's no doubt. There's going to be a lot going on pit road. Appreciate you being with us tonight. Can't wait to hear your insight once we take the green flag. When we come back, we're headed back trackside to talk with some more of the drivers, as we get set for pre-race ceremonies tonight in Richmond.
I went hands-free.
I went hands-free.
I went hands-free.
I went hands-free with Skechers Slip-ins.
Join the millions of people who are celebrating going hands-free with Skechers Slip-ins. Footwear you just step into and they're on. That's right. You don't have to bend down and you don't have to touch them, which is why people can't stop talking.
After trying Skechers Slip-ins, I want all my shoes to have this technology.
So how do hands-free Skechers Slip-ins work? It's like they have an invisible built-in shoehorn so your foot slides into place. Then our heel pillow keeps your foot comfy and secure. And Slip-ins are for the whole family, men, women, and kids, in all your favorite Skechers styles.
It's crazy how something as simple as a pair of shoes have made my life better.
I went hands-free with Skechers Slip-ins, and I'm never going back.
See what everybody can't stop talking about. Go hands-free with Skechers Slip-ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
From Richmond Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
When it comes to planting, we know that it takes more than just seed and soil. It's Matthew here with Bluff Country Feed and Seed, and I know that it takes quality seed, fertilizer, as well as expertise. That is how you build a proper foundation and lay down your roots. This is exactly why we can be your experts, because we are rooted here locally. We know Bluff Country because we live here with you. Strong roots lead to a strong business and a thriving community. So plant your roots with us at Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.org.
You're listening to NASCAR Live Race Day from Richmond Raceway. Now, back to Mike Bagley.
Welcome back to Richmond Raceway, Motor Racing Network on the air with the Cookout 400. Race fans getting settled into their seats for a 400-lapper tonight. We talked about the playoff cutoff line. Ross Chastain is on it. He is in by 7, but in the last 4 races, he's finished no better than 15th. To make the playoffs, they have to stop the skid they've been on as of late. Let's get his thoughts. He'll roll tonight from 22nd. He's with Chris Wilner.
That's right, Mike, but he was really good on the long run speed in practice, so there is a glimmer of hope for Ross. And he got a lot of cars to pass at the front, but I talked to your crew chief, Phil Surgeon. The long run speed seemed to be your guys' strength yesterday. Will that help today here at Richmond for 400 laps?
Well, I have been one of the cars that qualifies really well here and disproportionately finishes really bad. So I've watched cars drive by me. I hope to be one of those cars driving by other people tonight in this jockey Chevy.
What surprised you yesterday running the option tire, the prime tire? Did anything surprise you or was it pretty much status quo? I know you had to get in a lot in 45 minutes.
How much the red tires, the options, they just got everything covered in rubber. So the track and the car, like this beautiful guy we've got here on the side in his underwear and his jockeys, he was covered and Josh here got to clean him off. So it was the car was filthy, the track was filthy, and you're gonna see a lot of marbles tonight from the Reds, I think.
All right, good luck tonight.
Thank you.
Ross Chastain again, 22nd starting position, but don't count him out again, plus 7 to the good. They're looking big picture strategy here tonight. Jason Toy.
Another one of those drivers doing the same thing. Brad Keselowski getting ready to jump behind the wheel of his beautiful looking Ford here today. Two-time winner here at this track. You got to start deep in the field. What's it going to take to get to the front?
Yeah, I need to climb out of our track position hole for sure. You know, this qualifying efforts haven't been very strong, but our race efforts here have been. And, I'm pretty optimistic about today. We had a really good practice. I feel like we were a top 3 or 4 car. And as this race shapes up tonight, make all the right adjustments, we've got a good shot of winning.
All right, there you go. Brad Keselowski was able to turn it on late in the last victory here. He's looking to do the same as well to go back to victory lane. Chris?
Of course, remember, Brad Keselowski has already got himself locked into the playoffs by winning at the Darlington Raceway earlier in the year. So half of the Roush Fenway Keselowski fleet is already playoff eligible. It just so happens that in the last handful of weeks or so, Brad will have a challenge or Chris will have a decent run or the roles would be reversed. Remember, Chris won this race a year ago, and Brad brings up a great point. They always run well here, but he does have to dig himself out of a hole starting-wise. He's starting all the way back in the 29th position. Let's go back closer to the front of the grid. We heard from Ross Chastain a moment ago. He's 7 above the cut line. The driver that is 7 below the cut is Bubba Wallace, but the team has gained a lot of points in the last handful of races. These next 4 will be very critical for him and his race team. Bubba Wallace rolls from the 8th position tonight. Back to Chris.
Well, Bubba Wallace is, again, minus 7 to the good. So late-season surge, though, has been on your side as far as top 10s. Where's the confidence? Can you continue that rolling here at Richmond?
Yeah, it's kind of like golf. You hit 17 bad shots, and then on the hole 18, you smoke a drive, and it's like, well, damn, now I got to come back. But you have a couple days or a couple weeks before you play again. That's what it felt like, coming off Indy top 5. You go into the 2-week break, much-needed break. All these guys here worked their tails off. So it's nice to see them come back energized and refueled and ready to go and unloaded with a lot of speed. So I made the wrong call for qualifying yesterday for our Lito's Toyota Camry. But my mom always said, anywhere you start is where you finish. So I'm listening to her today and see what we can do. But excited for our chances. Just another race. That's what we got to treat it as.
Big picture strategy or how aggressive you want to be tonight?
Just drive. Drive the absolute best that you can. And if you're better than the rest, then you win the race. So that's our strategy.
All right, that's Bubba Wallace. Guys, he's going to roll off in the 8th starting position. But again, late season surge has been behind them here as of late. He's going to try to keep that momentum here at Richmond.
I like Bubba's golf analogy about the golf analogy there at the Brickyard. That team has really had some challenges this year. They have had to fight through adversity. They've had to fight through those challenges. But they have come a long way, and they've chopped into their deficit. So perhaps maybe warrants keeping an eye on Bubba Wallace tonight. Back to Jason Toy.
Denny Hamlin getting ready to lead us to the green flag here at Richmond. And all right, you and I talked yesterday. You had a fast Toyota. Got this pole. You're in front of the hometown crowd. How about is it going to go race tonight?
Yeah, it's great qualifying effort for sure. We made some great adjustments in between those 2 rounds. But today is going to be a whole new ball game. And you know, we just hope that we plan the tires at the right time, the cautions don't fall in bad spots for us, and we can keep our track position. I think if we can do that, then we're going to obviously be contenders, but having that number one pit stall helps.
How much of the decision are you a part of that with Chris Gaypart and everybody else?
Man, I just got to trust him to kind of make the calls, and, you know, he calls the plays, I run them. And so, you know, hopefully he's making the right calls today, and, you know, I feel like as long as everything, you know, kind of plays out the way that should, we should be up front.
Have fun.
Thank you.
All right, hometown boy looking to pick up another victory. Denny Hamlin leads him from the pole.
And he owns this place. He won back in the spring. That was his fifth Richmond win. He has led 2,243 laps here, second only to Martinsville, where he's led just shy of 2,500.
Cookout in Richmond. Fast service and fast cars. A great match. Cooked outdoors-style food at max speed. Cookout is where the hamburgers are char-grilled. Always fresh, never frozen. Goes great with a nice cold Coca-Cola or a shake. So fans, don't forget to race through the Cookout drive-thru for a Cookout tray today. They're open late.
Curious what drivers talk about during the race? Visit RacingElectronics.com today to purchase a scanner and listen to uncensored audio from every team in the race. Learn more at RacingElectronics.com or stop by and see them in the vendor area today.
Madame Giselle senses a change in your future.
Is it a promotion?
I see a door opening.
Ooh, to a corner office.
There's a creature. Beady eyes, lots of hair.
Is it my boss, Dave?
No, raccoons everywhere. Your RV door is open, and they're chewing everything.
Not a problem. I'm covered by Progressive. Do you see a bigger paycheck?
Customize your coverage with Progressive's Pest Damage Protection and be prepared for the unexpected. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Pest Damage Protection available for RVs less than 6 years old. $250 deductible applies to any claim.
The starting lineup and opening ceremonies are coming up. NASCAR Live Race Day has been brought to you by Toyota. For the latest Toyota racing information, visit toyotaracing.com. From Richmond Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast. You gotta love the hometown guys.
Become a preferred customer of the hometown guys at Adams Super Service of Durand and receive $30 off your sixth oil change when you get five. Every oil change at Adams Super Service includes a complete safety check of your vehicle from the ASE certified technicians at Adams Super Service, your Napa Auto Care Gold Center, downtown Durand. Visit them online at adamssuperservice.com.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabus Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
Turn your smartphone into a radio. Download the free Android app at RealCountry1430.com. Brought to you by Prime Realty of Durand.
Here's the starting lineup for the Cookout 400, brought to you by eBay Motors. Bring home the cup with eBay Guaranteed Fit. Brakes, headlights, all the parts to fit your vehicle the first time, every time. eBay Motors. ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Row 19.
Parker Retzloff, Rylander, Wisconsin.
Row 18.
Justin Haley, Winnemac, Indiana.
John Hunter Nemechek, Charlotte, North Carolina.
Row 17.
Riley Herbst, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Ricky Stenhouse Jr., Olive Branch, Mississippi.
Row 16.
Daniel Hemrick, Kannapolis, North Carolina.
Harrison Burton, Huntersville, North Carolina.
Row 15.
Ty Dillon, Lexington, North Carolina.
Brad Keselowski, Rochester Hills, Michigan.
Row 14.
Michael McDowell, Glendale, Arizona.
Eric Jones, Byron, Michigan.
Row 13.
Ryan Preece, Berlin, Connecticut.
Chase Briscoe, Mitchell, Indiana.
Row 12.
Corey LaJoy, Kannapolis, North Carolina.
Todd Gilliland, Mooresville, North Carolina.
Row 11.
Ross Chastain, Alba, Florida.
Daniel Suarez, Monterrey, Mexico.
Row 10.
Zane Smith, Huntington Beach, California.
Carson Hocevar, Portage, Michigan.
Row 9.
Austin Cindric,
Mooresville, North Carolina.
Alex Bowman, Tucson, Arizona.
Row 8.
Noah Gregson, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Kyle Larson, Elk Grove, California.
Row 7.
Ty Gibbs, Washington, D.C.
William Byron, Charlotte, North Carolina.
Row 6.
Kyle Busch, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Ryan Blaney, Hartford, Ohio.
And now, the top 10 starters. Starting 10.
Tyler Reddick, Corning, California.
Starting 9.
Joey Logano, Middletown, Connecticut.
Starting 8.
Bubba Wallace, Concord, North Carolina.
Starting 7th.
Chris Buescher, Prosper, Texas.
Starting 6th.
Austin Dillon, Welcome, North Carolina.
Starting 5th.
Christopher Bell, Norman, Oklahoma.
Starting 4th.
Chase Elliott, Dawsonville, Georgia.
Starting 3rd.
Josh Berry, Hendersonville, Tennessee.
Starting 2nd.
Martin Truex Jr., Mayetta, New Jersey.
And starting on the pole.
Denny Hamlin, Chesterfield, Virginia.
And that's the starting lineup for the Cookout 400.
Let's visit with the driver that will start 15th. He's done a lot of winning over the last 3 weeks, and it could continue tonight. Back to Chris Wilner.
It's 6 races and 6 wins for Kyle Larson since the Brickyard 400 a few weeks ago. He went and took the sprint car, swept Peavely at the Ironman 55 for the Will of Outlaws. He then won the front row challenge at Oski. He went out and won his prelim night at Knoxville and is now a 3-time Knoxville champion. Kyle Larson, you start 15th, but hey, you come in with a lot of momentum. How late did the party go last night, first of all?
Well, I've never gotten to stay the night after Knoxville Nationals. So I did enjoy, you know, hanging out with friends for a little bit and kind of celebrating with the team. And yeah, you know, I got to, you know, get some sleep and then not be in a rush to get here today, which was nice. You know, typically I have to leave there and you don't leave until 1 a.m, you know, a couple hour flights wherever you're going. It's central time there. You usually go on Eastern. It's like, man, it'd be like 4 or 5 a.m. typically when you land. So it was nice, you know, having the night race tonight to get some sleep, get some rest, and feel like you're ready to go for the race. So hopefully it's a good day for our HendrickCars.com Chevy. Richmond's a tough place for us and our team, especially the hot race here, but we'll see what we can do. It'll be hard work, but I know our pit crew will keep us in it. I know Cliff's strategy will be good, and see if we can get it done.
All right, well, race car drivers love momentum. Kyle Larson's got it all in the world, and then some. He's going to roll off 15th, but keep an eye on the HendrickCars.com number 5 machine. Mike?
Kyle led wire to wire last night, led every single lap, and claimed the Knoxville Nationals for the second year in a row. He's going to need some heroics to win this one tonight, coming from mid-pack. So the stage is set. We've got tire options. We've trying to protect their position above the playoff cutoff line. We've got drivers right below that playoff cutoff line trying to get in. And then we've got drivers trying to throw Hail Marys and score an upset win and join the playoffs. Right now, let's go trackside for pre-race ceremonies here in Richmond.
Please rise as you are able. Remove your hats and veterans render a hand salute as the Randolph-Macon Academy Color Guard presents our nation's colors. Here to offer today's invocation, please welcome Senior Pastor of Cornerstone Chapel in Leesburg, Virginia, Gary Hemmer.
Father God, we thank you for this beautiful day here at NASCAR. We thank you for the fans. We pray for your protection on the drivers and safety for the pit crews. We thank you for the owners and the sponsors. We remember, Lord, the racing legend, Roy Hendrick. We pray for his family today that you'd bring peace and comfort. Thank you for our troops, and thank you for the privilege of living in the United States of America. Bless the race today in Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Here to perform our national anthem, Force Heritage of America Band, Staff Sergeant Rachel Coleman.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets' red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Coming up, the command to fire engines in the Cookout 400.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
I'm Kim Coon.
And I'm Ryan Flores.
Join us every week for Around the Track. We'll get you ready for the upcoming racing action, whether you'll be attending in person or watching at home.
We showcase young and upcoming drivers and tell you what in all the NASCAR Regional Series. Plus, our attraction segment gives you all the fan activities, concerts, and tailgating fun at each event.
The betting segment will help you win some easy money, and we've got driver suggestions to pump up your fantasy roster. Check out Around the Track each Wednesday on NASCAR's YouTube channel.
Getting closer to the command to fire engines, Jeff Striegel, Alex Hayden, and Todd Gordon take over the reins when we return. From Richmond Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
From the community in the campgrounds to the action on the track, there's something for everyone at Michigan International Speedway.
Here we go.
The green flag will be flying all weekend long with three races and endless opportunities for a good time. End summer with a bang. And discover why a NASCAR race in Michigan is anything but slow. NASCAR Weekend at Michigan International Speedway, August 16th through the 18th. Get your tickets now at mispeedway.com.
Relive the thrills of over 50 years of NASCAR racing with the Motor Racing Network's Classic Race.
36th Annual Southern 500, they come down to the start-finish line. Bill Elliott and David Pearson get down.
We dig into the MRN audio vault for unforgettable races and moments.
Dale Jarrett's got the lead. Earnhardt's not going to get him. Dale Jarrett is going to win the Daytona 500.
Available on MRN.com and podcast platform.
Fallon Kulwicki out of turn number four, the new Winston Cup champion. He does it across the line.
MRN Classic Races.
After a two-week break, NASCAR Cup Series teams have reconvened at the Richmond Raceway for the Cookout 400. The unknowns of this race tonight have been very well documented. While teams work through strategies to incorporate an option tire into tonight's 400 lapper, there is one thing that's a constant, and that's the challenging nature of this racetrack. Chase Briscoe says a hammer-down approach will not work here.
You know, everywhere we go on the Cup schedule, you're typically running disqualifying laps, every single lap, as hard as you can run. And this is one of the few places we go where, like, if you're a little bit patient early in the run, it actually pays off, and sometimes slower is better, so it definitely is easy to overdrive this place and just abuse your stuff and abuse your tires. And, you know, you don't necessarily understand the penalty you're about to pay until it's too late. But it definitely is a place that I feel like is very easy to overdrive for sure.
Live from Richmond, the NASCAR Cup Series Cookout 400. Next.
Live on the Motor Racing Network. It's the NASCAR Cup Series.
Let's get a big thumbs up. Get ready to rock and roll past the race car today, pal. Pull boys, let's execute. Have a good...
Today, the Cookout 400 from Richmond Raceway. Brought to you by Cookout. Cooked outdoor-style food at max speed. By GEICO. GEICO's mobile app has 24/7 claim service and on-the-go policy info. Get more with GEICO. By O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. Brought to you by Pfizer. By hands-free Skechers slip-ins. Just step in and go. By Straight Talk Wireless. Less dollars. Progressive Insurance. Cars, homes, boats, motorcycles, RVs, and more at Progressive.com. Buy Toyota. For the latest Toyota racing information, visit ToyotaRacing.com. And by Sunoco. NASCAR reach peak performance.
After the break and ready to race the NASCAR Cup Series tonight at Richmond Raceway, 37 teams, 400 laps, the Cookout 400, live on the Motor Racing Network. My name is Jeff Striegel. Alongside, as always, is Alex Hayden and our championship-winning crew chief, Todd Gordon. It's the action track, short track, Richmond Raceway. Alex Hayden, a lot to cover, a lot on the line on a beautiful Sunday night.
It absolutely is. And when you think short track racing as of late, you got to think Denny Hamlin and Ryan Blaney combined have won five of the last short track races. So could they be the favorite? You know what, Jeff? Given all that we have going on tonight, the different tire strategies that'll play out, I think this thing is wide open.
Absolutely is, and we're about to find out as we take you now trackside here at the Richmond Raceway for the command to get this thing started.
Richmond Raceway, this is the moment you've been waiting for. Please welcome Cookout representative Rue Reeves.
Drivers, start your engines!
The wait is over. 37 engines come to life down on the grid. Coming up, it is the Cookout 400 Richmond Raceway. It's next, and it's live right here on the Motor Racing Network.
Mom, meet Sarah.
From first-time Nana moments.
Yeah, welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls' trip moments. Your can't-miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60-plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at vaxassist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
From tickets, parking, and travel, race weekends can be stressful. Let Racing Electronics make communication easy. With a scanner and EasyTalk intercom system rental from Racing Electronics, you can effortlessly talk over the noise of the race. Hear uncensored driver and crew communication from every team in the race or tune into the race broadcast with your favorite MRN announcers. To learn more, visit RacingElectronics.com today.
84 degrees on this Sunday afternoon, blue sky surrounded by some white puffy clouds. Absolutely perfect to put the NASCAR Cup Series back in action. We're going to do that when we come back. We're also going to take a swing around the racetrack and one more visit to pit road. From Richmond Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Be listening for the WRDN Outdoor Report, Monday through Friday at 8:20 and 4:20. Brought to you by Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Greetings from Henrico County and the Henrico Sports and Entertainment Authority. Here in Henrico, we're thrilled to introduce you to the new Henrico Sports and Event Center. This impressive 185,000-square-foot facility boasts versatile court spaces, including 12 basketball courts and 24 volleyball courts, among other amenities. Notably, it features a sizable event area that can be transformed into a 3,500-seat arena, perfect for championship court play. We invite you to learn more at henricosca.com. Once again, we're delighted to have you here in Henrico. Enjoy the race!
Coming up, the Cookout 400, Richmond Raceway. First, though, we need to pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Motor Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on Real Country 1430 WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. NASCAR coverage being brought to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi.
Welcome back to the Richmond Raceway. The field now rolling off the end of pit road. It is the Cookout 400 for the NASCAR Cup Series, live on the Motor Racing Network. Stage 1 done at lap 70, stage 2 at lap 230, then 170 more to the black and white checkered flag. We're ready now to put them under the green flag in just a handful of laps. So let's take a quick swing around the racetrack and bring in one more voice ready to call the action for you here tonight on the action track. Outside turn number 3 from Milford, Delaware. Welcome once again, Mike Bagley.
Thank you, Jeff, and good evening again, race fans. We have made the climb. We're high atop turn 3, and the field is right now pulling onto the racetrack to check the Richmond Raceway for the first time. The corners are banked 14 degrees. The track is plenty wide to get the job done. The question is, will the drivers have the car, and will the tires cooperate enough to get off the bottom of the racetrack and maybe step out in that second, third, or fourth lane? The